Now Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patryakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Welcome to this week's look at Ukraine's Jewish heritage. Sambir is an administrative center for the Lviv region. It is located 73 kilometers from the city of Lviv. Founded in 1199, Sambir has a rich Jewish history, little of which remains. The first mention of Jews living in Sambir dates back to 1447. Over the years, conflicts between Christian and Jewish merchants arose. This led to royal decrees in the mid-1500s restricting Jews from trading or living within the city. As a result, the Jews settled outside the city, in an area they called Bleich, or Bleich in Yiddish. The first mention of Jews living in Sambir dates back to 1447. Over the years, conflicts between Christian and Jewish merchants arose. This led to royal decrees in the mid-1500s restricting Jews from trading or living within the city. As a result, the Jews settled outside the city, in an area they called Bleich or Bleich in Yiddish. The name comes from the craft of bleaching fabrics. Their community thrived because the Jewish merchants were more industrious and resourceful than their Christian counterparts. They controlled commerce in the area. In 1629, there were almost 2,000 Jews living in the Bleich quarter on the outskirts of Sambir. In 1732, they were granted permission to build a synagogue and create a cemetery. By 1910, the town had a Jewish library, school and theater. In 1920s, around 80% of the town's population were Jews, 18% Ukrainians and 2% Poles. On September 8, 1939, the German army attacked Sambir, plundering Jewish property and assaulting Jewish workers. Less than 2 weeks later, Sambir was taken over by the Red Army. The Soviets started nationalizing private businesses. By 1941, very few privately owned shops remained. Many wealthy and middle-class Jews were deported to Siberia. In June 1941, the Nazis returned to Sambir. Jews were ordered to wear the Star of David. Their homes were ransacked and valuables confiscated. Throughout 1942 and 1943, thousands of Jews were transported to Belzec's extermination camp. The Nazis' hatred and inhumanity had no limits. They carried out mass killings of Jews on sacred Jewish holidays, Pesach, Yom Kippur, Shavuot. On the first day of the Passover in 1942, they shot more than 1,200 Jews and dumped their bodies in mass graves. In 1939, Sambir's Jews numbered 10,000. By 1944, barely 100 were left. The Soviets continued where the Nazis left off. In 1974, authorities ordered the bulldozing of Jewish cemeteries in western Ukraine. Hundreds of gravestones were uprooted in Sambir. Many were used as founding blocks for a new candy factory. After Ukraine became independent, advanced communications and international pressure slowed down the desecration. In the late 1990s, the Jewish cemetery in Sambir was surrounded with a stone wall and renovation began. Unfortunately, there is an ongoing dispute over the restoration of this sacred site. During World War II, the Nazis also killed several Ukrainians at the Sambir Jewish Cemetery. A few years ago, unidentified activists erected large crosses to mark the site. This insensitive act is thought to be politically motivated and a deliberate attempt to create discord between Ukrainian Jews and Christians. The situation in Sambir is being monitored by Meila Shehid, who is well known as a guardian of Jewish cemeteries in Ukraine. He is also a director of the Faina Patryakova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Our museum is dedicated to preserving what is left of Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage and sharing it with the world. You can find out more about our work at our website www.jewishheritage.org.ua. This is Renata Hananets. Until the next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.